Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. It's basically time for Oscar almost. It's Friday, February 25th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies, toys, and all that stuff. Let's get started with a look at last week's box office take. Number one was Unknown. I know what it is. Unknown is the title. $21.9 million. I Am Number Four. Number two, $19.4 million. Very close after that, Romeo and Juliet with $19.2 million. Just Go With It, $18.5 million. And Big Mama's Like Father Like Whatever, $16 million. New this week at the box office, you can check out Hall Pass, Drive Angry, Shelter, and some other movies in limited release, and other movies which just aren't getting a lot of reviews. Could be a good week to stay home, just saying. In the news, Firefly fans are going bonkers after Nathan Fillion said he'd like to win the lottery so he could buy the rights to the Firefly franchise and start it up again. Easy for you to say. How bonkers are the fans going? Fundraising bonkers. A pledge drive has started so Browncoats can attempt to fund another season of the former Fox series. They're estimating another season of the show is about $40 million, and the rights, of course, are whatever Fox wants for them. My guess is it'll never happen, but it's kind of funny to think that in this day and age, there might be enough people to actually self-finance a form of entertainment. Kickstarter and everything. In the movie world, remakes of Soap Dish and The Bodyguard were confirmed this week. You can't win them all. And this just in this morning. Police Academy. Looks like they're going to try to remake that too. You're welcome. Two and a Half Men is off the air for the rest of the season. Presumably they'll bring it back in the fall, but it's not actually canceled yet. It just said it was canceled for the remainder of the season. So no season finale. I assume they'll want to do a season finale because this thing is a cash cow. Whatever. Anyway, another interesting rumor. Christina Applegate has been added to the rumor list of people who may be appearing on or taking over The Office in the next few months. For those keeping track, Will Ferrell has also been confirmed basically to be appearing at the show at the end of the year, but in the exact capacity, we don't know. Could be interesting. Anyway, what else we got? New at Entertainment Earth. Earth. Feel the magic, hear the roar, Thundercats are loose. We have pre-orders for lots of Thundercats stuff from Bandai and more. There are new action figures based on the new TV show with playsets and vehicles. There's new action figures based on the old TV show. There's 8-inch ones with super articulation. There's a 14-inch one. And there are statue figures, too, from Icon Heroes. You can choose from tons of Thundercats items, which are more than they've had in years. At entertainmentearth.com today, just search on Thundercats, all one word, and get your pre-orders in because this stuff's going to be hot. We also need to tell you about the amazing, the fantastic Dark Horse Sale! All comics, all statues, all busts, all figures, all collectibles, everything in stock or pre-order from Dark Horse, right now, 25% off at Entertainment Earth. How can you miss this amazing deal? By not paying attention to this podcast. That's how. Don't do that. Pay attention. You'll want to get these items because there's a lot of really good stuff. So hurry up while you can. Take advantage of the order. The sale ends Wednesday night. That's the first Wednesday of March, so if you haven't already ordered and it's April, you're out of luck. But if it's still February, order Dark Horse goodies from Entertainment Earth today. And now toy news. Playmates. I can't remember if I mentioned it last week or not, but the Family Guy license has gone to Playmates, and they're doing an entire line of action figures very similar to the World of Springfield Simpsons line from nearly 10 years ago. The figures will have limited articulation, talking playsets, and it looks like several figures and various costumes are already planned. It should be pretty freaking sweet. Exact costs and release dates and which voice they'll use for Death are unknown. Marvel Universe Wave 14 has been announced, and we have it for pre-order now. In it, new figures include Scar, Scarlet Spider-Man, Doctor Doom, Falcon, and Doctor Strange. A lot of doctors. Jax Pacific showed off Real Steel, and we have pre-orders for those up now. It's a robot boxing movie with Hugh Jackman. It's a toy line with robots that box. They're pretty sweet. They're based on a short story from the guy who wrote I Am Legend in a bunch of Twilight Zone episodes, and this story was originally adapted to a Twilight Zone episode, so it should be pretty good. He-Man and She-Ra fans have announced plans for PowerCon on He-Man.org. It's expected to be a He-Man She-Ra convention either in New York or LA this fall. It's a fan show with, as of yet, no exclusive toys or real support from Mattel, so yeah, next we've got Batman Legacy figures from Mattel, now up for pre-order with pictures. We've got Movie Commissioner Gordon, new comic Mr. Freeze, new Two-Face, new Batman, and a lot of other figures up for purchase and pictures as you read this. Young Justice figures from Mattel are up as well. These include no Flaming Sea, sadly, but a lot of two-packs and single figures of Artemis, Robin, Batman, Flash, Ra's al Ghul, Aqualad, and others. So check those out. Just search on Young Justice or Mattel Young Justice on Entertainment Earth. Redekai is another new line shown to us at Toy Fair from Spin Master. It combines action figures and a trading card game. Well, I can't use the exact verbiage explained to me, but it's basically like Bakugan, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and all those things are rolled up together in a burrito of gaming goodness. It has TV support, animated playing cards, and it probably won't make any sense to anyone over the age of 20. The figures look neat, the animation on the cards is good, and like so many things I can't understand, it left my teeth chattering for more. Transformers Galore hit this week in our warehouse. Check our site for availability. What did we get? Glad you asked. We got Windcharger, Grapple, Lugnut, Strafe, Spastic, the six new Legends toys, including Optimus Prime and Trailbreaker, Trailcutter, whatever, Spastic, Undertow, Heavy Tread, Skyhammer, Salvage, and more. Much more. But some aren't in stock anymore, and they sold through, so check our site for availability. We've got Generations, we got Reveal the Shield. It's a good week for Transformers. Smurfs movie items are also up for pre-order. These include the little blue guys from the movie and a figure of Hank Azaria as Gargamel. If you didn't know who Hank Azaria is, he's an increasingly popular character actor, in addition to a staple of voice work on The Simpsons as Apu, Mo, and numerous other characters. Star Wars! A new FX removable blade Luke Skywalker lightsaber has been added. It's a blue lightsaber like Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, and it's up for pre-order right now. It's due around June. A green Kit Fisto weapon was announced at Toy Fair for release later this year. Iron Man. Marvel Legends are sort of back with Iron Man. There are three assortments of larger 6-inch scale Hasbro figures. You can pretty much guess who's in there. War Machine, Crimson Dynamo, Iron Man, etc. Check our site for pricing, availability, and pictures. A streak date for Thor movie products is March 1st, but pre-orders and a few errant items hitting stores are currently up. Of note is a soft foam hammer, a number of action figures, including a Frost Giant, some Superhero Squad figures, and a set of weapons, which includes both a shield and Thor's dagger. And Thor's dagger looks a lot like Thor's dick. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus, who you can follow on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-A-R-T-H, and you should. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and MySpace as well. And remember, our Dark Horse sale ends in a few days, and Thundercats pre-orders are live now. That's pretty much all I got to say, because I need a drink of water real bad. So check me out next week on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend if you enjoy the show, because we could stand to have more listeners, because then we can take over the world. Have a great weekend, everybody.